There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Five.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, thanks, RSV. I appreciate it, buddy. RSV?
No.
RSV?
You've got RSV by proxy.
Bueller? What's up, Super Don? How you doing, bud?
Doing good. Yeah, Robert's doing a lecture right now talking about what he likes to talk about there, healing the gut. And
yep.
So it's just you and me this hour.
Cool, man. I always have a good time chatting with you on the line here, buddy. So let's have at it. So what did you talk about last hour? I wasn't able to listen.
Last hour we covered several things. The World Health Organization making the same mistake by trying to cure antibiotic-resistant superbugs with more antibiotics, which is really smart. We talked about SB 27, the vaccine thing down in California.
Yeah.
And, we actually had a little bit of enlightenment, last hour about skeptics. Now, you probably know who the skeptics are, right?
The skeptics
who really are not skeptics. You want to hear an interesting little factoid?
I do.
We talked about it last hour that the people that have co-opted the term skeptic, really what they are, they're pseudo-skeptics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
An actual skeptic is somebody that comes directly at an issue from an agnostic point of view, okay, where they will suspend judgment, but it's a learning thing, you know? I mean, it's an investigative thing. These guys, these knuckleheads like David Gorski, Steve Novella, those guys, they're cynics and they're pseudo skeptics because they've already made a decision and they're coming at it to try and shoot down the other side. Well, it's really bizarre to say this, but you know what? I am more of a skeptic than David Gorski in the true sense of the form.
Because you're not coming in with any kind of prejudice, right? You're just and then these guys. That are going to belittle us, they're the ones that already have judged. They have prejudged and have already decided before they even look at the facts.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different names for them. I like to call them douche canoes. That's my name for them. But anyway, there's a little piece of audio I want to kind of point out. People like David Gorski are so full of themselves. I swear to God, they are according to DSM-5, we're talking about just nailing all of the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. I am not kidding. And we'll do a segment on that in a future show. But anyway, to give you an example of what I'm talking about, I found this interview of David Gorski. And what you're going to hear here is the guy is introducing David Gorski to the show. And he goes over his bio, and I want you to listen how this guy introduces David Gorski and this impressive, bio that he has in front of him that he reads in the introduction. Go ahead and fire it up.
Okay.
Today, by our guest, Dr. David Gorski, who is a surgical oncologist and is in the Department of Surgery at Wayne State University. He's also a well-known blogger. He blogs with respect for influence on science blogs. And it's been a scourge into any of the complementary medicine and crazy people out there.
Thanks crazy
for joining us.
Yeah.
Hey,
all
you
right,
forgot the managing editor of Science-Based Medicine.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the hardcore
So
wow.
He introduces him as the accomplished oncologist at this, you know, very prestigious, you know, hospital. The, you know, the blogger from Science.
Well-known Law. Blogger, sure.
Yeah, and, you know, the scourge on the side of the crazy people, which, listen, the person that was introducing him, they're, you know, they're cronies. You know, they're all scientists, you know.
Right.
So they can chuckle at each other, you know. But then, what does David Gorski do? Does he say, hey, I'm glad to be here? No, he says, hey, you forgot managing editor of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I forgot about the brownie button that you got when you were 12 years old for basket weaving and Boy Scouts, you know? You gotta have everything.
He's yeah, that's, so. That's just indicative, Don, of the fact that they are full of themselves. I mean, because the guy, you know, regardless of whether he's a tool or not, you know, he's going through a long litany of accomplishments and is clearly on Gorski's side. He's really singing his praises throughout that introduction. And then what does Gorski, I mean, what would you or I do in a situation where somebody says, hey, you know, here's Don, he's done this, and he's done that, and he's done that. I couldn't imagine you saying, you forgot managing editor of Science Magazine.
Yeah, you forgot the, you know, I'm the douchebag that trips the old lady when she's walking across the street, you know. You know, you don't have to, oncologist, I think, hey, you know, I'm an oncologist, you know, that's good enough. But guys like Gorski have to wear every single ribbon, button, degree, label, everything, you know, on their chest and tattooed on their forehead to make sure everybody sees it so nobody makes the mistake of thinking that they might be smarter than him.
Here's why, Don. Because typically these guys, when they were kids, they were runts, they were picked on, you know, they hit the ball and ran to third base instead of first base, and everybody laughed at them for a couple years.
Here's the thing, dude, check this out, okay? Guess what? So was I.
Yeah.
I was one of those kids. I was the biggest nerd in the school. I had the Buddy Holly glasses and the whole deal. I'm not kidding. I mean, it sucked.
But I ran with the geeks.
But you know what? I could sit in the same room with somebody who completely disagrees with me on something I might have a really strong opinion about, and I don't care. It's not about that. I don't have to prove you wrong in order to get some kind of fulfillment in my life and fill some kind of void, you know, that just, you know, needs to be, you know, continuously filled with something that doesn't fill the hole. It's just, it's really weird. I'm not trying to be a jerk. But it's like I'm looking at this guy, and I'm looking at what he's saying, and I'm looking at the hypocrisy. I'm looking at him describing the people that he says are wrong without realizing he's describing himself. It's like a strange psychological disorder. And I just want – it's like I said yesterday on the show. My goal here, now that I've seen through the Matrix here, we don't need Neo. It's not that difficult. I want to empower people to be able to see through this because so many people are intimidated by these guys. I don't know, for years that I've been working on this show, I had people going, oh, no, you don't want to engage these guys directly. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I don't want to cause a problem. Obviously, there's something here. And then one day, I was like, you know, I've never really seen him before. I've just heard about him. And I looked at one of his presentations on YouTube. And I, like, spewed my coffee across the room and fell out of my chair. I was like, that's David Gore. Why are people intimidated by this guy? It was he's in a room. Get this. They have a convention once a year that they go to. The name of the convention is called The Amazing Meeting.
That's the name of it, The Amazing Meeting.
I'm like, The Amazing Meeting? I mean, what's next month? The super cool get together? I mean, it's like, it's just so weird. These guys are all like a bunch of nerds that like created some club in their mom's basement. You know, they didn't get into video games, so they decided they'd just all be, self-righteous, you know, guys walking around, you know, passing the crown around, you know, who gets to sit in the throne. It's just really bizarre. I kind of feel sorry for these guys. I do.
Well, you know, the fact is that they don't want to engage with anyone, and if you do challenge them, a lot of times they won't show up. I mean, I was reading this last week, I was reading about somebody that had been offered a debate with one of our guys, and I can't even remember the specifics, but they wouldn't do it. They
Alan
don't
Phillips
want anybody to challenge
them. Talking about. It was Alan Phillips, and he was going to debate a pediatrician, and the used the same tactic that these guys do. If they don't, if they think that they're somehow going to give credit to somebody else, they will insult them, say, you're not a doctor, so therefore I'm not going to elevate or honor your presence because you are not qualified. You're an irresponsible member of the debate. It's kind of, who the hell died and made you king?
Yeah.
Do you think you have the market cornered on right? You do, and that's the problem. That's the problem with these guys. And they will engage you. They have no problem with debating you as long as you're debating on their terms, on their playing field. And that's why so many people get frustrated trying to talk about vaccines or trying to talk about these things, because the scientists, the doctors, they've already framed the debate before it even starts. They're the doctor. So you, therefore, are the denialist. And so you're already losing before you even open your mouth. So you can't debate them on those topics, okay, because they wrote the rules for that scenario. But you can sure as hell debate them on the fact that they're a jerk. Because what are they going to do, defend themselves that they have the right to be a jerk? Okay, great. You just called yourself a jerk, you know? I mean, they don't have a leg to stand on there. And you know, I'm going to call them out. You know, I would say, hey, David Gorsuch, come on the show. Let's have a talk. I mean, I know these types. I'm rough around the edges. I've been around. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But I've seen a lot of jerks in my life, and I know how to spot one, and I know it makes them tick. These guys, I'm sorry. I'll stop now.
Now, do you have one more segment real quick? You got another audio?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you
were
going to take over the show. Yeah, sure. Let's play. Go ahead and play clip number three.
Anti-vaccinationists and the hardcore, you know, quacks are not going to change, you know, or if they do, it's so rare that it is to be remarkable when it happens. What I hope to do is to have information out there that the fence sitters see, some of which admittedly is ridicule, although, to be honest, I really have kind of mellowed with age. I used to be a lot nastier, believe it or not.
Yeah, he's no longer an a-hole. Now he's just a jerk. You know.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing he was any more of a jerk, Super Don.
You know, and it's so
because, you know, he starts out the anti-vaxxers and the super quacks. You know,
if you disagree
with vaccines, you're a super quack.
Yeah, and he's in the right position because he's the doctor. No, he's the narcissist wearing the costume of a doctor.
Well, hey, this is fun, Don. Good first segment. Didn't get to anything we wanted to, but it was fun to talk.
I feel better now. Thank you.
Leave $25 at the front door, please.
All right.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing interesting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, Super Don, you feeling better now?
Yeah, I am. I've had like 2 months of this. I just, you know, like just building up, and I just wasn't quite ready. You know, I don't like to rush into stuff if I'm not qualified or I don't have an understanding of it. And so, yeah, finally I just got to the point where it's like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
And it's irritating. It's absolutely irritating. And you know, my motivation for doing what I do on this show is about injustice. It's about, you know, the little guy getting stepped on by the big guy. And it doesn't matter what it's about. It, you know, if you're fighting a, you know, a bigger foe and you're being, you know, persecuted, I'm gonna stand right next to you, and I'm gonna kick some butt with you. That's just how I am, and that's what I'm here for. On multiple topics, and you know these guys, gosh man, I've never seen. They're like the nerdiest nerd that you remember in school in a bigger body. I mean, it's just like, are you kidding me? I'm not anti nerd, but you know, come on, nerd with an attitude. Yeah, time for an adjustment.
Well, you know, I'm not. I don't care if they're nerds or not. I'm anti-jerk, and they're really jerks, and
yeah,
that's the problem.
That's
you know, they raise themselves up by belittling other people, and that's the real problem.
Right. So
yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on.
Now, one of the things you mentioned there in the first segment was about SB 277. You said you. The article I want to talk about real quickly, this is a short segment. This is about SB 277, article that Mike wrote about that if they do push these mandatory vaccinations and this passes in California, that there are going to be doctors that are going to be charged with assault with a deadly weapon. And Mike goes into detail about the fact that in many states, needles are considered weapons. And when you load them up with these other known carcinogens and toxins, that it could literally... He could literally be charged with assault with an attempt for bodily injury, serious bodily injury, and or permanent life-threatening bodily injury. And he goes down at the end of the article to show why doctors that commit vaccine violence against children could earn almost 4 years in federal prison, which I thought was a really interesting perspective for Mike to take.
It is. And, I mean, he's right. I mean, it's interesting when people think of weapons, they think, the stereotype, gun,
sure,
knife. There was an interesting story several months ago where this guy was filing a lawsuit over his Second Amendment right to carry a sword. And I was like, I'd never heard of that before. But, yeah, okay, it's an arm, bare arms. It doesn't necessarily mean a gun. So, yeah. Interpretation is everything, but in my opinion on the mandatory vaccine thing, I told Robert, when it comes down to it, when the government is just so in your face, you just have to stick your elbows out and make your own room and use the power of no.
Right.
I mean, you think you're going to force that needle into me? You can try.
Right. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I mean, it is interesting the perspective that Mike takes here, that an act of vaccine violence against a non-consenting person qualifies under U.S. federal sentencing guidelines as a base offense level of 22, which basically goes all the way up to 29, which could get you 4 years in federal pen. It's just interesting that you have somebody like Mike that's just going to say, okay, you want to do this? Let me show you why this qualifies as assault with intent to injure. And why the doctors be vaccinated against their will would be potentially committing a crime against that person and could be put in federal prison. I like that. I like the fact that he's going to say, okay, you want to force us here? Joe, you... Is that a puppy?
You know, every time I go to unmute this dang microphone, the dog barks. The point I was going to make is Mike is being very nice, because in this case with me, I would have to be sitting there and looking at possibly how many years I'd be in prison because the guy tried to do it.
Well, yeah, and that's what I tell many people. Look, try to pass a mandatory vaccine in California or any other state, I guarantee you there's more than a few people in that state that's their line in the sand, and they say, you know what, you can pass it all you want, but you support needle to me or my kid, and that's the day one of us goes down, and it ain't going to be me. So listen, stay tuned after the break here. We got Erin Elizabeth going to be joining us, and she's going to be sharing some interesting information about why her Facebook was taken down when she's tried to share the truth about vaccines. So hang tight. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, it's not exactly Robert. It's probably me. It's probably TMB here, and I got Superdon with me, and we're talking about vaccines this afternoon, this evening, and I've got Aaron Elizabeth on the line as well. And Aaron, so glad you could join us because I want you to share your story about Elmo.
Thank you, Ty. It's great to be here. I did hear the tail end. I caught part of what you guys were talking about, and it kind of ties in with my story as well. So,
what's going on? You had a Facebook page, and they didn't like Elmo?
I guess not. The thread where I simply posted a picture of Elmo after the PBS basically infomercial where they told kids to go get vaccinated now, no parental consent, I guess. I posted a picture of Elmo with a SpongeBob thermometer in his mouth and a little white towel on his forehead, said he had a high fever. So, and I myself am a vaccine injury survivor, so I figured it was okay to, you know, poke a little fun there. Not even fun. It's not really even funny. So I posted that. And what had happened was, you know, you guys were talking about those geeks. I do agree that, and I was in the geek club too, 100%. And I think that they do exist. There's no doubt about that. But I think it's kind of this whole system now where there was a page where they gather and they said, let's go flood her page. Let's go harass her on my personal page. This was not my public page, which my personal page is down right now. It's gone.
Okay.
And so they went and either reported the picture, reported the post, which I have screenshots of. I said nothing bad, even though they admitted, oh, it was so fun trolling and harassing her. The words they used, and these are people in the medical profession. One of them was a nurse here locally in Florida. I don't know her. I just happened to see that on her profile. And for whatever reason, maybe it was just an automated thing because so many of them come together and flood my page and report it. Yeah, I was banned then for a day. And now I'm down again. But yeah, that was for 24 hours for the Elmo thread where I said nothing wrong, and in fact, when they, like Don said, what you guys said, you know, I don't have anything against geeks. I was a total geek, worked in the tech sector for years, but when they're being jerks and, you know, making really cruel attacks and coming together and say, let's go attack her, it's really taking it too far. They're bullies. I kind of call them trollies or troll bullies. That's what they become. And I think that some are just geeks in their basement, living in mom and dad's basement but I think there are also ringleaders. And I have, through my own research, there's a video I'll be making on this, discovered a couple of them that go to these popular sites where the quote-unquote skeptics go, and I think we're the real skeptical ones. I hope you don't mind us just going off here, but I'm almost done.
Keep going.
Oh, thanks.
You're speaking my language.
Is these ringleaders have fake profiles. So you go see their likes, and there's 30-something pages they like that are nothing. No one could do this full-time unless they're being paid. And I didn't believe that for years, Ty. When people would tell me that, I was like, come on, these are just, you know, kids at home or geeks that do this, you know, and I'm just a self-described geek. But I said, you know, I think it's true, because what I found out is these pictures look too perfect of their families with the children. And then it got worse, Ty. I discovered that they were stock photos of somebody else's family they're using illegally. And it's one thing if maybe you stick up Katy Perry or some celebrity on your profile pic for a day, but these aren't real profiles or real names or anything about them is real. And they're actually using, it's one thing, a person, a grown-up, but other people's children who probably don't appreciate that being used. And 8 hours a day or 10 hours or whatever, they're going and being a ringleader and say, hey, go to her page, let's flood it, let's attack it, day after day, troll page after troll page. So,
right.
You know, I just think that's not cool, and that's bullies where you just have to ban them all day long. It's really sad. And I just didn't let it get to me, but finally it's getting to me. So.
Well, you know, I thanks for sharing all that, Aaron. As far as the trolls, you know, I've probably been a little bit more reticent than Charlene has been to say, hey, these are trolls. I've always been probably real people, but I think she was right most of the time. I mean, there's a lot of trollies out there. There's a lot of ones that they're being paid to go and attack. And I think that one of the interesting things is that you said that these trollies, they're using fake IDs and they're using other people's pictures. Isn't that something that they accused you of doing?
Yes. They said I was also there were a couple times. So the Elmo thread, and then also they said that my picture wasn't real. My picture was reported for not being real. It's really me.
Right.
So yeah, that's ironic. And they'll then start it's like a systematic like attack, and you know, most of the Gorski, I heard you mention Gorski earlier, Gorski followers, and even Gorski himself has posted on my page and, you know, kind of just decided to argue with me. So that's fine, whatever. But at least he wasn't quite as cruel as they were. So yeah, I guess he can kind of be nasty himself. So
Well, you look at what they've done, and you just say, don't they have something better to do with their time than just go attack somebody? I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, you there's only so many hours in the day. I can barely keep my head above water just trying to do what I'm doing. I can't imagine just going and saying, okay, let's spend the next 4 or 5 hours attacking this person here. I mean, who has the time to do that? I'm convinced that many of the ringleaders, as you call them, the trolleys.
Yes, the trolleys, or I say you got to go on troll patrol. And, yeah, you with the amazing... amazing work that you've done. I know that you are probably a huge target. And, yeah, it's a shame whether it is somebody at home or someone who's paid or just made it their full-time job and life aspiration to do this. But, yeah, it's sad. And especially the stock pictures, it's one thing maybe if it's some fake model, but with children in the pictures that aren't even their kids, that's really twisted. So
right, it is.
Shame. And I just can't imagine taking, except when I am, you know, what happens is you find it in the shares. If you do an article and you see in your shares that you see the shares and you click on the shares, that's where you can find what they're doing is sharing it on the page. So what I try to do is ban those ringleaders, most of whom are using fake photos and saying, come on, let's go. Either flutter page, troller page, harasser, and even when it came to my personal page, which now is down, that's really sad. I can't imagine spending 5 minutes going and even, I would never dream of joining their page just to troll them. I mean, yeah, you think they'd have a life, but I'm not sure.
Do you actually, interact with these people?
To me, very foreign.
Can you hear me?
Thing, so.
Yeah, Aaron, do you ever engage them?
In the Elmo thread, well, it was interesting. They decided I was a nurse. I'm not sure where that came about. So they were trying to get my nursing license taken away. And I didn't say anything when that happened. But, a few that attacked me, I will say something occasionally. Now I just learned my lesson to strictly ban them, even on my personal page. Sometimes at first they're pretty good at kind of sneaking in and sounding like they might be a friend of a friend or something, or they're just going to be innocent. But and I'll try to have an actual intelligent discussion with them. But it's usually, unfortunately, just you know, where they just want to attack. So that's
right.
And then I go hit the shares. Oh, there it is. Let's go flood, you know, her page. So, and they do
right.
it to all of them. You know, they, and I know that's how they. It's not like they just sit out on our pages, but what they do is, like the ringleaders, then bring them all to the page and share the threads. They let's go there, let's get them, troll, you know, let's troll. So it's very strange. Like you said, I would think they'd have better, something more constructive to do with their time. So now no engaging. Nope, I just
don't think she can hear me.
Ban immediately.
No.
Yeah, I thought I.
She needs to send it to me.
Won't even let me try to discuss or just ban me, so I thought I'd try to debate nicely, even when they, you know,
right.
blame for you, but it doesn't work. They, no matter what you say, there'll be nothing you could say would, you know, change their mind.
Sure. Well, you know, Aaron, one of the problems if you try to have an intelligent debate with people like that is that they don't have any intelligence. So they, you know, it takes two to party. They're two to tango, and they are not intelligent people. They're hateful. They're spiteful. They want to hurt you. They want to hurt other people. And so, you know, it's not really, you can't have an intelligent debate with people like that. So I think you're right to do what you're doing. I think you're right. If these are the paid trolleys, as you call them, go ban them. You know, that's what Charlene's been telling me for a long time. And I think she's right. And I think you're right as well.
Yeah, I think that's the way. They even tried to start an argument on a picture of my niece, my little 2-year-old niece. She was a home birth. You know, they didn't do the vaccination. And when they started that, at least I got a lot banned that I know can never, you know, once you ban them, they're gone until they make up their new fake profile. But, yeah, it's a shame that they, that, you know, I just couldn't imagine having that kind of disrespect or, you know, just like going into someone's living room or going onto their page and saying that to a total stranger is really sad.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think what this shows that this is indicative of the fact that you're making some people uncomfortable. They're not going to attack you if you're not stepping on their toes. And so I would just say good job with spreading the truth. Good job with the stories you've been sharing, and just keep up the good work, because this means that you are making them feel pretty uncomfortable for them to attack you like that. They're not going to do it for somebody that's not making a difference. So I would say, you know, is there hope to get your page back up anytime soon?
I'm hoping so. Yeah, I took it a little personally the first time, especially that they banned me, and now the second time when I've never ever stepped over the line or anything with them. So I'm hoping that it will be back up soon. So yeah, I'll let you know. They just keep saying, when I try to log in, it says it'll take more time or something. They just give it some time and my page will be back up. But at least I still have the, my professional page, and thankfully had a few friends who are, you know, could help there that were admins. So, it can keep that going on the other page. So yeah, and it's
good.
Yeah, it's a shame. We just have to ignore them, like you said. I know you must have them in droves, so that means you're really making a huge difference. I just, you know, mine is just a little group that got me, you know, temporarily banned here. But yeah, just, you're right that they obviously will make a difference. And so, yeah, my hat off to you for all that you're doing. So,
well, back here, you're doing great work as well. We appreciate you. And real quick, where can people find you online?
Oh, healthnutnews.com. They can't take that down, so it's still up.
Healthnutnews.com. Okay, awesome. Erin, thank you so much for joining us. You have a great evening.
Thanks, Ty, Super Don. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, have a great evening. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back after this break on the RSB show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There you go, listeners, to music.
I love it. I love it. Super Don. Wasn't Aaron great?
Yeah, Aaron's always great. Great website. You know, great website. You want to see what's going on. Good information on news and opinion over there at healthnutnews.com. I stop by there for show prep every day.
Yeah, healthnutnews.com, great website. And, you know, one of the things that it reminded me of when, you know, you engage these people, it reminds me of a saying, I think it was a pastor of ours a long time ago said, he said, don't get down and dirty with a pig because you'll always wallow around in the mud, but they like it. And I think that's what happens when you try to engage those people.
Mark Twain said a very similar thing. He says, you never argue with a fool because they'll bring you down to their level and beat you with experience.
That's a good one too. I love it.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we're not dealing with people that have a full deck here, most of them, and we're not dealing with people that have emotions that are normal. I mean, they don't have care or genuine concern for their human beings. They want to hurt other people, and those are just things that I can't relate to, and most people can't relate to those. So, I think the best solution, as Charlotte's been telling me for a long time, ban them. Just ban them.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to participate, you know? I mean, that's a choice.
Right. Yep.
But, yeah.
Let's have some laughs this last segment
here.
Let's
have a few laughs. Let's talk about pseudo-skeptics just for a minute here. We'll lighten things up a little bit. They're here on this clip here I've got. Did you know that there is a term that the skeptics use for pretty much every type of modality except for pharmaceuticals, surgery, and radiation. It's, now listen, you're talking about professors, scientists, PhDs, doctorates. You know they worked really hard to come up with this word that was very impressive. Daniel, go ahead and play clip number four. Listen to what they call it.
Engaging in woo-woo when I get one.
We're working on clip four here. I didn't hear anything.
I didn't either. Try it again. Try it again.
I love a good massage, but am I engaging in woo-woo when I get one?
What?
Woo-woo?
Massage? So according to these scientists, getting a massage worries them because they might be taking part in woo-woo.
What's woo-woo?
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo is like fraudulent science or something?
Yeah, I mean, listen, these guys like to run around and go say, I am an oncologist. And you're telling me that same person in the same day is going to use the word woo-woo? I would be absolutely embarrassed. That's something like your like 8-month-old's, you know, first words. Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. So they're saying that if you, if you're on the natural side, that you're kind of engaging in woo-woo science or something? Is that what they're saying?
Woo-woo. I think it came from James Randi. I think he's the one that coined it. And
woo-woo.
Talk about a interesting fellow.
That's here in Tennessee. We got a church down close to Nashville, and our pastor's name, but from his 3-4-year-old grandkids, is woo woo. So you would think they could come up with something better than that, don't you?
You know what? When I heard woo woo, it reminded me of something, it reminded me of something here. If clip number five, it kind of fit in here.
You know, I love a good massage, but am I engaging in woo-woo when I get one? Engaging in
woo-woo. I like it. What do you think, huh? It's the new theme for the skeptics. Next year when they have their convention at the Amazing Meeting,
the Amazing Meeting, or the meeting that's only for cool people. Right?
Yeah. All right.
Well, Super Don, is that the ending music? Is our hour already over?
Yeah, it's over. There you go. I could do another hour.
Thanks for joining me. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you, Aaron and Elizabeth, for joining us as well. And RSV, we're hoping that you're having a great lecture as we are on the air on your behalf. We hope that all of you remember that here on the Robert Scott Show, the power is real.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.